God has given much, much is required. And so he's been good to me, and I guess he wants me to go through the burning fire. But I know Sunday morning.
That was Congresswoman Corinne Brown in March, fighting changes made to the district she represents. District 5 has been reconfigured from its winding north-south orientation to run east to west from Tallahassee to Jacksonville.
And I've been fighting this fight. And I do think it's an organized effort to take me out now. Now, I do believe that.
Amen.
Now she's in another fight. In addition to a congressional ethics probe currently on hold, she's now facing more than 20 federal corruption charges, both related to her involvement in a charity scheme. At that same press conference, Brown defended herself.
Are you confident that when this is
resolved,
yeah,
I do.
Come out clean?
Oh, I am clean. Goodness, clean. Yes.
The federal indictment against Brown was released Friday. She and her chief of staff, Elias Simmons, are charged with conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud, multiple counts of mail and wire fraud, concealing material facts on required financial disclosure forms, theft of government property, and filing false tax returns, among other things. Brown, Simmons, and One Door Charity President Carla Wiley are accused of using more than $800,000 raised for college scholarships as their personal slush fund. Only $1,200 was ever handed out in the form of a scholarship. Wiley pleaded guilty to charges in March. Brown is facing a re-election challenge from former state senator Al Lawson. In a statement, he calls Brown's case unfortunate, but promises to, quote, carry the torch of equality, decency, and honesty to Congress.
Well, I think the obvious monkey wrench that could change everything is if Corinne Brown actually gets indicted prior to the election.
That's University of North Florida political scientist Michael Binder speaking in late June. He says the indictment may not hurt Brown's standing with her base, but it could hurt her outside of Duval in the rural areas between Tallahassee and Jacksonville.
It's hard to say how much. Her supporters are pretty loyal, but you would imagine that in the Democrats that are not in Duval, that aren't connected to her, that would hurt her tremendously.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
Brown has a very strong base of support, and that was on display Friday as she made her first appearance in a federal courtroom in Jacksonville.
You know, she's done some solid things for this city, and she'll continue to do solid things for this city.
Patrick Macon came out to the courthouse to support the congresswoman.
I think it's just a little mudslinging, you know what I'm saying, but who knows? Nobody knows, you know, but she's going to be tried. You know, we out here to stand for her justice, that she get a fair trial, you know, and not just, you know, mudslinging.
Brown has a narrow 3-point lead over Lawson in the latest survey, with some 40% of people polled undecided on the race. Brown has pleaded not guilty to the charges, and her supporters say they'll stay with her all the way. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.